broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast from May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 2 at 2. The goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint, the Constitution, the supreme law of the land as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution. We don't need revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the earth, no doubt, is in order. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Mac's back. Welcome back to the broadcast, Sheriff Richard Mack.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sam. Good morning, Kirk, and everybody listening and participating on the show today. There's a lot of amazing things happening in our country, so I guess it's always good that we can talk about that.
Yeah, first thing I want to talk about is Rubio's in the news, huh, Kirk? Good old Marco Polo. I mean, Marco Rubio.
Well, that's right. Marco Rubio, Sheriff, you probably, knew this, but now you even got, what's his name, Rick Santorum, I guess it is. But Rubio, they say, has got some real interesting things when it comes to, they call it a real, he says there's a real and present danger when it comes to Christianity being labeled hate speech. Now we see this right and left. It's a new America we live in where freedom of speech, well, it doesn't really mean
You saps just anymore. Have to cling to your guns and your Bibles. I don't know what's the matter with you.
Your great response point, to that, Jeff. Kurt? Great point.
Well, I mean, it's really how it is. You're supposed to do certain things, and, it's like Sam talked about last hour, the N-word and the T-word. You get more and more words that maybe you can say, unless you're a certain class of people, you're basically condemned if you say certain
things. Yeah, you're not allowed to use the word thug anymore. The T-word is now the new N-word, Sheriff.
Oh, can't say thug?
Nope, no, sir.
Well, that's because we've been calling federal agents thugs for so many years.
Well, because they are. They're out of control. They're crazy.
They are. And I still think it's astonishing that Obama gets away with telling Christians or gun owners and lumping them together that you just have to cling to your guns and Bibles. It's called clinging to freedom, Mr. President, that you've been destroying for much more than the 6.5 years you've been in office.
Yeah, there's another T word I'd use. This thug has to cling to tyranny, doesn't he?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just saying. Yeah. All right. In fact, if you don't believe Rubio's right on this, I don't agree with Rubio on much, but when he says that there's a real and present danger that Christianity would be labeled hate speech, he's right. In fact, a Marine just got court-martialed, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, yeah.
This whacked-out guy clinging to his Bible, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's what the headline is. Marine court-martialed for refusing to remove Bible verse. And, it's we've come such a long way. Well, he had it listed. He had this thing. I mean, if you wear a shirt that's got, crazy things on it, it's freedom of speech, or you can even go naked, and that's freedom of speech somehow. And yet, if you put a Bible verse on your, on your uniform or on your maybe your sea bag or whatever it is, then you're some kind of a dangerous individual. But it's just incredible. Now this guy's going to be court-martialed. It just wouldn't have happened in the days of George Washington.
Well, and it just goes to show you, Marine court-martialed because he refuses to remove a Bible verse. Okay, what have we done here in America, ladies and gentlemen? What road are we going down? And I guess don't worry, though, man. Rick Santorum just announced his new presidential bid, and he's going to have a new focus on the middle class. Now, I don't know if he understands, but Barack already ruined the middle class, so I don't know what he's going to focus on. Nevertheless, Rick Santorum back in the mix. Are you feeling better, Sheriff?
No, not really. But, you know, I think Rick Santorum is a decent individual. I'm not going to say he's not, but I don't think he's going to do much more than give lip service to the Constitution. And then he really hits family values really hard. When he had the chance as a U.S. senator to do something about constitutional principles, he did very little. I mean, he kind of just went along with the flow. And then after he was he lost, he came out as a real strong advocate for liberty and whatnot as far as his campaign rhetoric. And certainly he has been a champion of family values and totally against the homosexual marriage movement. So, you know, do I think he's a pretty nice guy? Yeah, he's a pretty good, nice family man and pretty good Christian, I guess. But when it came to championing the principles of the Constitution, he really lost sight of that. You know, he had 12 years, I believe, as U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, and he had a lot of time and effort possibilities to stand for constitutional principles, and he just, you know, he didn't do it. And so I really like any of them that the other Republicans start criticizing, and so far that's been Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And the things that Rand Paul has been saying recently, I'm really liking him. Really, really liking him.
You're liking who?
Rand Paul.
Well, Rand Paul's doing a pretty good job. In fact, just before we get to Rand Paul, a listener TZ chimes in and says, what are you talking about, clinging to guns and Bibles? It's called the Second and First Amendments, guys.
Well, yeah, obviously. But
good point.
Some people in Washington, D.C. don't give a hoot about the Bill of Rights. And in fact, the only time that Barack Obama has mentioned protecting a fundamental constitutional right, he was referring to abortion. And that's really how far and how sick this administration is, this president is, and that it you don't have to look any further than Barack Obama's own statements, his own lies, and his own propaganda schemes when it comes to supporting a supposed fundamental right within the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And he says it's the right to kill babies.
Well, and here's another example. The unconstitutional EPA expands waterways authority. So Barack just took control of all the puddles and the mud holes and the rivers and the little streams and the whatevers. All the waterways absolutely just control. He says he doesn't need any approval from Congress. He doesn't need to change anything. He's just absolutely taking control. And all the Republican senators and congressmen, they're all just wringing their hands going, oh, my goodness. Barack just made another crazy move. I don't know what we can do about that. And they just sit on their hands. But what they'll do is just triple down and fund it next go-around, won't they?
Yeah, they will. And they'll increase their funding because, you know, people like John McCain who really believe in the global warming hoax and propaganda. Again, it's a propaganda scheme. And Obama has come out on that lately. You know, you didn't hear any Republicans going after him, how he's been saying that the number one threat to our country is global warming, and that kind of propaganda gets eaten up by the press and by these mainstream liberal Republicans. And Lindsey Graham and John McCain both assailed Rand Paul because he says that we should stop the NSA spying. And this, you know, the NSA spying is just exactly what Judge Napolitano said, that when the NSA wastes so much time going after every single piece of communication in this country, be it telephone or fax or text or computer, emails, whatever, they waste so much time and effort that the true bad guys, the true terrorists, get a free pass because we're too busy having our nation's protectors going after people like you and me. And it's such a waste of time. And Judge Napolitano said, until they get serious about going after bad guys instead of chasing millions and millions of Americans with data that no one has the time to sift through, then we're going to continue to have these problems. And, you know, the next 9/11 attack, they're going to say, oh, good, well, we have to form another national Department of Homeland Security, or it'll be universal Homeland Security, or the people's Homeland Security agency. You know, it's just ridiculous that we have so many. In fact, most people in America didn't even know that the NSA existed until they were breaking the law.
Barack Obama violates law. He makes law regarding the control of water. Wow. Out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, Rand Paul's in the news. We'll talk about it with Richard Mack in seconds.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared. Be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event. Children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Rand Paul, made famous in part by his father, Ron Paul, one of the most constitutional congressmen to ever serve in modern times. Now Senator Rand Paul, though well-known for his standing up and, what do they call that, a filibuster? Standing up and taking control of the Senate floor. It reminds me of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the film that came out in 1939. Tremendous stuff, doing a good job. We wish he could do more. I think he's doing all that he can. Anyway, NSA spying now on life support. Senator Rand Paul, because he basically filibustered and stood up and, well, caused such a ruckus that they all took off for recess. And, well, the Patriot Act might meet DOA when they come back. Time will tell. Do you think it's on life support and it's going to fail, or do you think they're going to resurrect that sucker, Sheriff?
No, Sam, it'll still go through. I've seen these shenanigans before, and I really admire Rand Paul for taking the stand that he has, even against the schoolyard immaturity of Lindsey Graham and John McCain's criticisms of him and their chiding and belittling. It's just astonishing how they will belittle someone who's standing for the Constitution as if doing so was wrong and contrary to what we believe in this country. But, yeah, that's typical John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And, of course, Lindsey Graham now wants to be president. And, you know, what big difference would that make?
Not to mention John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, they're all in the mix, too. And I guess Rand gave him a run for their money. They didn't know how to deal with him. But I'm telling you, they'll come back and they'll slam dunk this sucker. I pray they don't. The American people need to call up and stand with Rand Paul. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a row to hoe, to say the least. The Republicans are tripling down, just like the Democrats against us, aren't they?
Well, of course. And Mitch McConnell got endorsed by Rand Paul during his campaign. And so what's Mitch McConnell doing? You know, he owes Rand Paul. And so, you know, I think Rand has been very smart, but I also think that he's been very dedicated to what his father believes and what he believes. You know, he didn't fall too far from the tree, and you know, he's not as solid as his dad is, and that's fine. You know, I'm not the same person my dad was either, but. So far, Rand Paul, first you have to ask, where is Ted Cruz on this very issue? And where has he been on just about any issue? You don't hear much from him lately. But as far as the polls go, when it comes to electability against Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul fares very well. And the Republicans should be taking notice of that.
But they're not interested, though. Right? They don't want Rand Paul anywhere near. They're going to shut him down, and they're going to vote for Democrats before they ever give Rand even a chance.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they'll do that. And even though they violate their own rules when they do that, if you don't have a liberal Republican, then they know that they're all in trouble.
And what do you think, Kurt?
Well,
it's gonna hold
remember
true
the rules.
Support?
The rules are for you and me, Sam. The rules are for us little folks. They're not for the guys that know better. You know, the king men that want to basically, run the world. And a guy like Rand Paul, you know, is rocking the boat, and he's not doing what he's supposed to do if he wants to be a team player.
Don't rock the boat,
makes
baby.
Makes me really happy with it.
Don't tip the boat over. All right. It's just amazing, though, at least, and I got to point this out to be fair, to Rand and others. I know that they may not get it done, but at least, see, in the past what would happen, ladies and gentlemen, is this NSA spying would go through without a whimper. It would go through without us even knowing that it happened. They'd put it in place and spy on us, and we wouldn't even know that it's going on. You got one individual, Mr. Snowden, standing up and blowing a whistle on that stuff, put his own life at risk for the benefit of us all. Then you get a Rand Paul who has the guts to challenge it in the Senate. He may not be successful, but this is a whole lot more than I've seen in my whole lifetime being a political analyst and a commentator, et cetera, Sheriff. So you know what? Even though we might not have as much mojo as we need, we're gaining ground, and there's a turn of the tide in our favor. Before, this stuff not only would go unchallenged, but we wouldn't even know that it's going on. Now all the above is true because of a few hardworking good people. You and I and Kurt and Rand and many others are involved, and thank heavens we are. Just imagine if we weren't, where we'd be on the road to tyranny, huh?
Well, that's probably very true, and my hat's off to him. Will he make much of a difference if he is elected? I think he'll try, but I don't think it can because of all the other liberal Republicans who won't allow it to happen, and of course the Democrats aren't going to let it happen, and so, you know, Washington, D.C. will continue to be Washington, D.C., corrupt and greedy and un-American and unconstitutional, and then these same people will come back to us and say what heroes they are and that they should be reelected for the 17th time, like McCain running again and for his Senate seat, you know, be the sixth time. You know, he doesn't want just you know, 20.
That sucker's almost as long in the tooth as Orrin Hatch, huh?
Yeah, same thing with Orrin Hatch, and Orrin Hatch does the same thing that Barack Obama has done. You know, proposed legislation that they never read, and Orrin Hatch has done the same thing: proposed legislation and put in legislation and support legislation that they have never read. And so, you know, it's very little difference, and that's the alarming, sad part of the whole thing, is that the supposed conservatives, like Orrin Hatch and John McCain, are no different than a lot of the Democrats. But, you know, the reason why you have to be more astonished with the Republicans is because the Democrats said they were going to be this way. You know, the Republicans said that they would be different. And if you look at all the times that John McCain and Orrin Hatch changed their views just on protecting the border, I mean, you would see so much flip-flopping that it would probably make you dizzy. So this really is astonishing. And it again, just reinforces my view that Washington, D.C. is a joke. And, you know, there's jokes all around there. You know, I've put that in one of my books. I believe it was The Magic of Gun Control. If you want to get a joke, you want to see a good joke, go to Washington, D.C., because they're around every corner. And we've elected these people. And, you know, the reason we've elected these people is because they're the best at getting the media on their side, and they're the best at choreographing a message that people will buy into and be suckered into. And it's just who is the best sucker influencer? And I know that's not proper English, but when it comes to describing what happens in Washington, D.C., it's very difficult to use proper English.
All right. Well, the conservatives now hired a psychic to find out what's going to happen for the 2016 presidential elections. Did you hear what the results were? Yeah, they say on one side you're going to have Jeb Bush and Mike Huckabee. And on the other side, you're going to have, what's that goofball who just announced, Kurt? What's that guy's name?
Rick Santorum.
No, on the Democrat side.
Oh, on the Democrat.
Bernie Sanders, I think is his name, Senator Sanders.
That's right.
So you got Hillary and Bernie against Jeb and Mike Huckabee. And that'll be battle lines, if you will. What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Well, you mean Bernie Sanders will be her vice president?
Roger that, sir.
And then Huckabee will be the vice president
for Jeb,
Jeb Bush. Oh boy!
I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that's what the psychic came up with.
Well, yeah, you know, it makes some sense. I mean, obviously, there's only two Democrats running, so you know, it would make sense. But I don't think Hillary will pick Bernie Sanders, but she could offer him a deal to get him out of the race, because I think that he will hurt her in any type of debate.
Yeah, you got that right. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Sheriff Richard Mack. You know how the government's been paying for phone lines and cell phones and everything for the poor for a super long time? The Republicans haven't stopped at one iota. They call them an Obama phone. Well, now you're going to have Obama Internet. I'll tell you about it in seconds and get your response, Sheriff, and your response, Kurt, in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And this half hour, Liberty Roundtable is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Joyce Riley wisely says, do business with the good guys, and boy, do we agree with her on that. Gary Null products available now at thepowermall.com, 10% off. We're talking about red stuff, green stuff, muscle stuff, power, berry, blast, derived from fresh fruits, vegetables, derived from whole foods, available now. Wow, it's raw, it's all natural. 10% off Gary Null products at thepowermall.com. You can also get these incredible Sun Air Purifiers, normally $650, $100 off at the Power Mall. You can get monthly copies of the Power Hour Radio Talk Show, $25 each, delivered to your door. If you want to learn more, tell them Sam and Kurt and Sheriff Richard Mack sent you. To place an order, call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or go online to thepowermall.com. All right, so we're back live talking about all kinds of crazy things. And government's been providing what they call Obama phones for quite some time to the poor. You know, a lot of people have said, man, I got like 50 of them and stuff. Some people collect Obama phones and such. But it's designed supposedly for the poor. But now the FCC chairman or chief seeks broadband plan to aid the poor. So now you're going to get not only a phone from Barack if you're poor, you're going to get the internet too, Sheriff.
All right.
Isn't that phenomenal?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this guy does so much for all of us with, oh, yeah.
I think they ought to use the post office to deliver candy bars to everybody every day, too.
Well, they should.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, don't you believe that everybody should, it's probably a right to have your favorite candy bar daily delivered to you by your government, don't you think?
Yes. I can't go to the store every day and buy my own candy bar.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
This nanny state has gotten so ridiculous that, a lot of this can't even be justified by the Alan Combs and Tom Hartmans and the others in our country that are so pro-socialism. And it's just astonishing how they try to skirt around these issues. And what a magnanimous person Mr. Obama is, taking care of people like that, and promoting goodwill amongst everybody. And yet they'll be the first to tell you that oh, this we are the government, and so, well, if we are the government, then where did we ever get the authority or right to go door to door and take money forcibly from our neighbors so that we could give it to people who need the internet? And those kind of things that they can never answer and never justify. Well, if it does some good, we have the right to steal from you, as long as we're doing something good with it. Well, you know, what mafioso doesn't say the same thing? He's taking care of his kids, taking care of his family, and it's still astonishing how many times our own government is the only competition the mafia really has. And it's just absolutely astonishing. And Sam, I got to bring up one other thing along these astonishing lines. You had to have seen yesterday, both you and Kurt, the news that our own Justice Department has really gone after some big time criminals throughout the world. And I was really getting excited that finally a governmental bureaucracy known as FIFA was being attacked and prosecuted for all their crimes. We can all rest a lot easier knowing that these international soccer criminals are now being arrested around the world. Isn't it amazing that our Justice Department goes after soccer fraud and soccer conspiracies, but they will not prosecute FBI agents who have broken the law, and they will not prosecute DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration agents, who go down to Latin America and have sex parties, and that those sex parties are provided for with cartel prostitutes. That the cartels, that the DEA is actually supposed to be going...
Hey, it's just kind of like the chicken in every pot, a sex party for every bedroom. Come on.
Well, but there's a real neat comparison here, too, and that is this, that no one who accepted these bribes, and you would think that having prostitutes alone would be enough to prosecute a DEA agent, let alone that these prostitutes for DEA agents, United States government agents down in Latin America, were actually taking bribes in the form of prostitution funded by the cartels that they're supposed to be going after. No one is being fired. No one is being prosecuted. But we are going after international soccer problems. Now, the comparison here, too, is at least when the Secret Service goes down to Latin America and has sex parties, they pay for their own.
All right. Well, the problem is you're just a domestic threat for bringing that up, you constitutional whack.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I'm the problem. You're the problem because you believe in freedom of the press and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. You're the problem because you cling to your guns and Bibles.
That's
but if
right.
you cling to the cartels, prostitutes, then that's no problem.
Well, they said you're supposed to leave your parents and cling to a... Oh, that was your wife. Sorry. Okay. Again, that Bible coming out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Southern Arizona is in the news, too, and it's not too flattering, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's a good point. I guess you might know about this, Sheriff. This is a little south of you, but they say in a place called Amado, Arizona, I've not heard of Amado. I grew up in Arizona, but maybe you know where that is.
I don't.
They've got protesters down there that have begun demonstrations against the U.S. Border Patrol checkpoints that dot the southern Arizona border, saying the stops amount to the unwanted militarization of their communities. They say federal authorities say the checkpoints located on the highways and small roads north of the U.S.-Mexico line are vital to catching immigration violations, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. But many area residents say they're fed up with answering citizenship questions each time they drive to work or the grocery store. One person, Carlotta Ray, she's an Arivaca activist. I don't know what that is, but anyway, she says every time
you're
I have
you're to supposed
pull
to do,
out
you're
an
supposed
ID,
to, before you roll with the story, you're supposed to look up that word so you know, buddy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, it's She says, every time I have to pull out an ID out of my purse, no, the staff's supposed to do that for us, Sam. I don't like that, she said. Ray, she says, is among those who say the checks are intrusive and invite racial profiling. Well, anyway, that's going on the southern border there, Sheriff.
So what do you think of that, Sheriff?
I don't know where a motto is, but I wouldn't blame people for getting tired of that, first of all.
It must be a beloved area.
Yeah, that's what a motto means, loved or be loved.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But you know, I really get put out with the when I travel from Arizona to Texas. There's one where you have to do it there and pull in, and I'm saying, why aren't these guys at the border? Why aren't they stopping?
Because the drug cartels are confirmed to be working 100 miles in already, buddy.
But, you know, that's still something, because I drive through there, and I've never been questioned except, are you a U.S. citizen? And I feel like saying, no, I'm an Arizona citizen, and maybe having that argument with them. And so
I think a tase is a-coming.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this pretend enforcement of immigration and that they're trying to stop illegal immigrants is just a joke. You know, that's an obvious Washington, D.C. joke, because if you come here illegally, the president will give you all these freebies and a pathway to citizenship. And those who have been trying to get citizenship for the past 10 years and spending thousands of dollars are put behind.
Back of the line, bro.
Illegally.
Absolutely. Not only that, if you're an American citizen and you believe in God, family, and country, you're a domestic threat anyway. Yep. Now, the southern Arizona residents are fed up with it, but we're all fed up with checkpoints. We're all fed up with out-of-control government everywhere. Yep. But don't worry, the Girl Scouts are in trouble too, Kurt.
The what?
Girl Scouts are, you know, in this case, they're actually, well, surprising to me, but, you know, they're doing something good, which is kind of unusual for the Girl Scouts, Sam. You know, they actually put their money, their cookie money, towards, well, buying some flags for the veterans at the cemetery. And I just thought, you know, you hear so little about the Girl Scouts doing any good that I was surprised about this Girl Scout story.
All right, there you have it. I thought the Girl Scouts, they were getting like, I don't know, birth control and condoms and stuff. But no! In this case, they got their flag stolen, and they're going to have to take cookie money to cover all the costs, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. Venezuela's in the news coming up.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we got to move fast. We got a couple of stories to finish up on. We got to find out where Sheriff Richard Mack's traveling next and what's going on in his world. We'll do it all in seconds. Businesses quietly switch to the dollar in socialist Venezuela. Curtis, a meltdown down there, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, Sam. And what is amazing, Sheriff, I don't know if you knew this, but their Bolivar is what they traditionally have used, and not a peso in Venezuela, but the Bolivar. Well, its sucker is plunged to half its value in a year. Then now you got to have 400 of them for every dollar you get. So the people are just basically embracing the dollar bill. You know, it's nice to see that at least somewhere the dollar bill is, well, more valuable than, you know, something else. But wouldn't it be nice if our dollar bill was actually the way it was meant, a silver certificate? You could trade it for a silver dollar.
Oh, I'd rather just have
the
silver dollar
itself.
Imagine
what it'd be like then. Yeah, good point.
Skip the certificate. Anyway, the bottom line is things are melting down. Yes. Businesses are quietly switching. They don't want to make a big deal about it, but
socialism,
they want stability.
Promoted big time in Venezuela, even more than America.
Ooh, that's hard to believe, for crying out loud. Right? Now, folks are afraid to go outside, and the cops are afraid to do their job. Headlines, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you've got Baltimore residents that are a little, you know, scared. But like, they talk about one lady, she's barricaded inside her house, you know, after her brother was killed 3 weeks ago. But she said they used to be able to look out and see police, you know, quite a few places, but now can't even see them. And the Maryland sheriff says that police officers are now a little fearful to do their jobs. What say you, Sheriff Mack?
Well, I think this is a real dichotomy. You know, the police are acting like they're innocent schoolboys, and that we've been so honorable in protecting our communities, and we haven't done anything wrong. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to kill us or disrespect us or hurt us or whatnot. And it's just not true. The law enforcement community would love to point the finger at the public or the legislators or the politicians or the judges. That's been one of our favorite ones for all time. You know, the judges are too lenient on these people, and they're out the next day, and we risk our lives to put them in there. The thing of it is, the law enforcement community has to clean up its own act. And if you want to be respected, then your behavior needs to be respectable. And the thing of it is, when you have leadership, though, like the mayor of Baltimore and the city council of Baltimore and everybody wanting to blame white people for all the black problems and the ghetto problems that exist, it's just a joke. Because if you look at the socialistic leadership across this country in Chicago and Detroit and New York and where and Baltimore and where these major problems with violence is now occurring, it's all Democrats. It's all very socialistic, and living proof again how the socialistic philosophy does not work, and it does not lift people up, and it does not create an atmosphere of success, and people
lifting themselves from their own bootstraps and making their lives what it should be. Socialism is just the opposite. Everybody wants to wait and depend on government and especially government handouts. And plain and simply, that has not got rid of the ghetto problems and inner city violence that is now absolutely out of control in this country. And, you know, if we want to sit down and discuss real and true options, then that would be the first thing.
I don't think they want, though, that, Sheriff. The reason for this cause, the reason that the cops are afraid to do their jobs and the reason people are afraid to go outside is because we've really let the thugs, this word you're not allowed to say, the thugs taking over. Black-on-black crime, thugs in the streets everywhere, rioting and taking advantage. Then Eric Holder and Barack Obama and this new goofball lady and the mayor saying we gave them space, room to destroy kind of an idea. We allowed you to violate private property. They have created this crisis, I believe intentionally so. There's no other explanation for it. And you see this, and you're going to see this open up and violence all across the country if they allow this to continue.
Well, whether it was intentional or just out of complete and utter ignorance.
When the mayor says we gave you space to destroy private property, that's intentional.
Yeah.
There's no way to say it's not.
But she may have been just simply echoing an excuse as to what it appeared they were doing, and so she just says, "Well, this is what we're doing." But she's obviously way in over her head, just as the attorney general for that state is, and you know, it's been really comical to see that, you know, three black people were charged with Gray's death, and yet they're all screaming racism in Gray's death, and you know. Again, if the police officers charged, if all six remain silent, it's going to be very difficult to get any kind of a conviction on that case. The evidence just isn't there, and so I'm going to really watch that with a lot of interest. But these problems are going to continue because primarily we've had the Eric Holder and now Lynch in there, who's the AG under Obama. And we've had Obama, who will not address the issues you just mentioned, Sam, and that is black-on-black crime, which has killed thousands. Blacks killing blacks is in the thousands every year, and right now it's increasing. And yet they say the problem is the racism, because we have maybe 30 or 40 who have been killed, blacks who have been killed by white police officers in this country.
Why don't we just have all the white police officers just stand down and go home?
Yeah.
Let them, you know, if they got it, they got it, baby, right?
Yeah. And turn the streets back over to the thugs, which is really what's happening.
Nah, man, all the white police officers and all the black police officers and all the good black people will stand up and stop it, won't they?
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that brings me to the shout out. When I was in Pennsylvania recently speaking at the state legislature there, some people came up and handed me an official, it's a steel sign that they have been putting up in the township of, I've got to tell you here, they've signed this sign for me. It's Conoy Township in Pennsylvania, and the Conoy Township is in Lancaster County. And I have a certificate of authenticity with this sign, and it's a metal sign that you would see along the road, and indeed they are putting these up, and it says, "Welcome to Conoy Township. This is not a gun-free zone." And those are all over the place, in and around.
Yeah, you get out of control and you run around and destroy property, you just might get shot. Don't do that, okay? Now, there's this guy in Provo, Utah, that tried to steal a car, okay, from this chick.
Yeah.
And what happened is he tried to steal the car, and the chick didn't want him to, and all of a sudden this guy who had a concealed permit stood up and said, "Hey, man, you ain't taking that car." And the thug ignored the concealed gun owner permit holder, and so the thug just got shot and died, and the car didn't get stolen.
Well,
just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, and it won't cost any money to keep him in prison.
Heard that.
Won't be a long, drawn-out legal battle.
And that girl won't even have to get raped.
He's never
going to
do that again. That's right.
No raping going on or anything like that, just peace and prosperity and dead criminals. Now, no offense, I don't really want dead anybody, but what I'm telling you is, hey, we're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to stop these people, and we're going to have civility by accountability. And that's one of the phrases that, good honest sheriffs across the country need to use. We need civility by accountability. Look, the cops are out of control sometimes, I agree, but we cannot just blame everything on the police.
No.
And we cannot pretend that everybody is bad in the police departments. It's not true. And we've allowed this culture to go on too long, but we got to stop the blame game and get to work for solutions. And it starts with good, honest Americans and their local law enforcement, elected police or sheriff, etc., working together. And until we have the sheriff's posse or the militia, whatever term you want to use to call it, until we have that proper authorization and working together, we're not going to solve any of these things. Sheriff?
No, we're not. And leadership first must recognize the problems and, try to correct them. And if you're not going to train in academies, if you're not going to train officers to arrest officers who commit crimes in their presence, If you're not going to train to do that, then this is all going to continue. If you're going to continue to support the blue wall of silence, where we support officers who commit crimes or victimize people or commit police brutality against citizens, whether they're arrestees or suspects or mere citizens who don't like the officers who are stopping them in a belligerent manner on a traffic citation. I don't care where it is. If we don't train to arrest officers, then these types of things are going to continue. And if we don't train our officers to keep their word and to keep their oath of office and to understand the part that we play in protecting the American Constitutional Republic, these things are going to continue. And we must act respectably and honorably when we put that uniform on. And when we taint the uniform and taint the badge with our own stupid behavior, these things are going to continue. And we have leadership like Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and others in this country who don't address the real problem.
You've only got about 20 seconds. Where are you going next, Sheriff?
Well, Carl Pittman's kickoff in Houston, and all that information is at www.carlforsheriff.com.
C-A-R-L?
This Saturday in Houston.
Spell Carl.
Oh, C-A-R-L.
Carl. Got it.
Carl
all right.
For Sheriff.
Travel safe, my friend. Houston's a little bit rough of a territory, man. Avoid the wall of water, will you?
Yeah, I sure will. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. You got to help us, though. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to help us fund our increased presence in the media. After all, it's us that have the solutions, and it's us that tell you this nation shall endure.